Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back to Joe Biden's address, joint address to two houses of Congress. It's really a State of the Union, just called something different. The reason there was not a State of the Union earlier this year, simply because he had just been inaugurated. Most people hadn't been vaccinated, and this is the right time to do it. Now, a lot of funny things. I mean, they panned the audience. They panned the audience, as they always do. They panned Ted Cruz, lying Ted Cruz of Texas. They caught him with his eyes closed. He was sleeping. He was dozing off. He was dozing off. And then he'd look startled, those lizard eyelids, they parted. And he jumped up and he clapped because he wanted, well, he's on television. He didn't know what he was clapping for. Occasionally he clapped for something that he's been speaking out against. It's very funny. I don't know what he thinks. I mean, he thinks he can bamboozle people and tell them, okay, look, I clapped, okay? So I'm okay, I'm cool. Well, he was there snoozing is what he was. He was there dozing away, and he wasn't the only one. He was not the only one. It wasn't because it was a boring speech. It's because, oh, my God, I got trapped. I have to sit here, and I hope my base doesn't get mad at me. Very, very funny. You had a slippery little Lindsey Graham, Wormwood. Wormwood was there kind of peering around, and the rest of them, you know, the Republicans. But there were so few there. It was divided between Democrats and Republicans. There was no funny stuff, no loading it with Democrats. Justice Roberts was there to represent the whole Supreme Court because of social distancing. We only had 200 people there, and normally you'd have 1,600. So you had one Supreme Court justice, the Chief Justice. You had one member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Miley. General Miley was there representing all the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Dr. Jill Biden didn't even have a guest. She couldn't have a guest. Kamala Harris's husband sat 6 feet from her. He couldn't have a guest either. It was bare bones, but it was very good. It was very effective. But more importantly, historically, this is going to be looked on as a proposal by a former senator, experienced, who's now president, proposing essentially a rewrite of the social compact between government and the people of this country. And when I say rewrite, it's really an advancement. And the question is, this will be a litmus test in the 2022 elections and in the 2024 elections. I personally think that having family leave, child care, and preschool is essential. When you have youngsters who are neglected, abandoned, abused, have no socialization, and then they go into school and kindergarten, and other people have had a year or two of preschool, and some of these kids go home and there's no adult in the home and all that. I know that the private sector has done a great job in trying to step up. You know, one of the things the business community in Milwaukee and in Dane County and elsewhere, but has funded, personally funded, the Boys and Girls Clubs. The Boys and Girls Clubs are in effect childcare and in effect a form of pre and post school for vulnerable youngsters. And thank God they do it, and they do a wonderful job. And frankly, you have to commend the donors, the philanthropists, and the business community that do that. Because if those kids didn't have the Boys and Girls Club, they'd be going home in a very dangerous part of town to an empty house with no adults in many cases, and they'd be skipping school and a lot of other things. So it was a great speech by Biden in that respect. And then on college for the average person, 2 years of an associate degree at a community college, simply tuition free. It was a terrific idea. It's not room and board. Go out and get a part-time job, pay for your own room and board. But you do get to go on and get 2 more years of education. Let me tell you something. If you don't have that in this environment, you're going to have a very, very tough time finding a good job that's permanent. That's permanent. You're going to be in the gig economy, and there's a lot of abuse in that, wage theft, and a lot of other things. The more educated you are, the more employable you are, the more money you'll make, and the more you'll have a steady full-time job. Period, end of story. That is simply the fact. So all these attacks by the Republican Party on higher education, as if it's elitist and all this. That's all baloney. Every one of them has an advanced degree, and every one of them, many of them went to private universities, and they're lecturing everybody else. Give me a break. Give me a break. None of my grandparents went to college, but they all saved to put their kids to college. That's what they did. And my parents did the same thing. You pay it forward. You don't sit there and feel sorry for yourself. You pay it forward. My grandparents and great-grandparents were lucky to come here. They came here from Ireland. They didn't have anything. So they worked. They worked hard. And they didn't sit around moping either. What they did is they worked hard and they saved up so the kids can go to school, get an education. Well, that's what you should do. And that's not what the Republican Party is preaching right now. So they sit there and snooze. And then, you know, Joe Biden says, we're going to cut child poverty in half. Not a single Republican clapped. They didn't clap. They didn't clap, by God. I mean, regardless of who gets credit for it, they could vote for it and get credit for it themselves. And by the way, on the COVID relief package, a lot of them, they all voted against it. And then a lot of them are advertising the benefits of it as if they were part of it. I'm not kidding. Down in Mississippi and Alabama, guy goes, the COVID relief thing, thank God, you know, you're going to get $1,400 and you're going to get more unemployment comp and you're going to be a little more able to pay your bills. He voted against it. He voted against it, and they take credit for it. They're going to take credit the minute child poverty goes down. I don't care who gets credit. It really doesn't matter who gets credit. You want child poverty to go down. A poor kid, it's not his fault. He's a kid. She's a kid. Poor kid, you know, and that's what's going on here. I mean, and they sleep. They clap intermittently. Snide remarks. You know what there wasn't this time? Remember Joe Wilson, that idiot from South Carolina who jumped up out of the crowd, Barack Obama, and said, "You lie." Frankly, if I were Obama, I would have called the guards, say, "Drag him out, carry him out, spread eagle, one each on a wrist, one each on an ankle, carry him out gently, gently, and put him on the sidewalk. We don't need this." But he didn't do that. He didn't do that. And Joe Wilson's still in the Congress. He didn't do that with Joe Biden. Okay. He did not do that with Joe Biden. Okay. And the other thing, I mean, you did not have a medal being given to Rush Limbaugh for a couple of reasons. Rush Limbaugh ain't around. That's one reason. The other reason is if Rush Limbaugh, I mean, you didn't see one going to Sean Hannity, did you? Or Tucker Carlson. But you also didn't see one going to somebody that writes good stuff about Joe Biden, you know? You didn't see any of that baloney, that malarkey. You didn't see any of it. It was great. It was very well done. It was an adult, grown-up thing. And you didn't have people hissing and moaning and all this kind of stuff. Now, that's probably because there were only 200 people and only about half of them were Republicans. So 100 Republicans stuck in. You know, I at first thought that, well, they probably got rid of Marjorie Taylor Greene. I didn't see her. They probably did. But Lauren Boebert was there from Colorado, from Rifle, Colorado. She was there. So I have a feeling. I thought that Pelosi had give Kevin McCarthy a list of who could be there. I suspect she went to him and said, "All right, you know, you pick your numbers. Here they are. But, you know, we don't want any nuts, okay?" Well, he still gave him Lauren Boebert. But, you know, it may be that he said to her, "I don't want any of your nuts, too." So, you know, who knows? But basically, they were polite. They weren't shouting, "You lie," and all that good stuff. Okay, going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.